For the purpose of this session, we will assume financial year 2010 and financial year 2011 rates apply. In this session, we are going to look at how companies are required to pay their corporation tax. There are two types of company for this purpose. Small companies, which pay tax at the small profits rate of 21%, and large companies who pay tax at the main 28% rate. Taking smaller companies first, smaller companies are required to pay all of their corporation tax exactly 9 months and 1 day from the end of the chargeable accounting period. Assume we have a chargeable accounting period ending on the 31st of December 2010. Type into the box, in the format day, day, month, month, year, year, the date the corporation tax liability is due for payment. Select continue when you are ready. 9 months and 1 day following the 31st of December 2010 takes us to the 1st of October 2011. Large companies are required to pay their tax by quarterly installments. Large companies are defined as those who have augmented profits in excess of £1.5 million. This figure is adjusted for the number of associates and for short accounting periods. Essentially, a large company is one that pays tax at the main rate. There are also companies called marginal relief companies where their profits are between the lower and upper limits. These companies are also required to pay corporation tax in one instalment, 9 months and 1 day from the end of the accounting period. So it is only companies that pay tax at the main 28% rate that pay tax by instalments. Let us now look in detail at the payment of tax by instalments. What we really need to know is who is caught by these rules, when the tax is actually due, and how much tax will be due in each instalment. This is what we are now going to look at in detail. So, who's liable to tax under the instalment regime? Companies who paid corporation tax at the main rate in the previous chargeable accounting period. That is, companies whose augmented profits are above the upper limit of £1.5 million, which is, as we know, divided among all associated companies and reduced if the chargeable accounting period is less than 12 months long. So we apply the normal main rate rules in working out whether a company is liable to tax by instalments. Consequently, the first year that company is large, there is no need to pay tax by instalments, unless profits exceed £10 million. In other words, the company jumps from profits being below £1.5 million to above £10 million in 1 year. However, of course, the £10 million is divided among all the associated companies and is reduced for accounting periods which are less than 12 months long. Main rate companies whose liability is below £10,000 are exempt from quarterly payments. These will be companies that pay tax at 28% but are part of a very large group, so their liability individually is fairly small. So when are these payments due? The regulations state the payments are due as follows. The first payment is due 6 months plus 13 days from the start of the chargeable accounting period. Subsequent payments are due 3 months after the previous instalment, and the final payment is due 3 months plus 14 days from the end of the chargeable accounting period. All tax due by instalments must be paid by this date. Otherwise, interest will run. We will look at these dates in the context of examples as we go through the rest of this session. Let's take our first illustration. Here we have a chargeable accounting period, which is the year ended 31st of March 2011. Let's now apply the rules to see when the tax will be due by instalments. The first instalment will be due 6 months plus 13 days from the start of this accounting period. So, from the 1st of April 2010, we add 6 months and 13 days, which takes us to the 14th of October 2010. The next instalment is due 3 months later. taking us to the 14th of January 2011. The following instalment is due 3 months after the previous, which takes us to the 14th of April 2011. The final instalment is due 3 months and 14 days from the end of the chargeable accounting period, which takes us to the 14th of July 2011. Taking the chargeable accounting period for the year ending 31st of July 2010, I'd like you to work out the due dates of payments of the corporation tax. Insert the dates as day-day, month-month, year-year in the boxes provided, and once you are ready, select Continue. The first installment is due 6 months and 13 days from the start of the accounting period, which takes us to the 14th of February 2010. The next installment is due 3 months later, on the 14th of May 2010. The next installment is due 3 months after that, which is the 14th of August 2010. The final payment is due 3 months and 14 days from the end of the period, which is the 14th of November 2010. Let us now have a look at how much these installments are. The installments are based on the corporation tax liability of the current year, even though the company at the time of making the first installment is only halfway through the accounting period. Each installment is calculated as 3 over N multiplied by the estimated CT liability for the chargeable accounting period, where N is the number of months in the chargeable accounting period. So, how do we compute these installments? We must identify how many installments there will actually be using the 3 over N formula. For a 12-month accounting period, which is the norm, the installments will be 3 twelfths, 3 twelfths, 3 twelfths, and 3 twelfths of the tax due by installments. This gives us a total of 4 installments which are due. For a 10-month accounting period, for example, the installments will be as follows: 3 tenths, 3 tenths, 3 tenths, which gives us 9 tenths, and the final installment will be just 1 tenth. If we pay another 3 tenths, we'll actually have paid too much. This gives us 4 installments. Let us take 8 months. The installments due will be 3 eighths, 3 eighths, and 2 eighths. This gives only 3 installments. And say for a 5-month period, this will be 3 fifths and 2 fifths, which gives only 2 installments due. Let us now illustrate this with an example. Assume we have a chargeable accounting period for the 12 months ending 31st of March 2011. Profits are £2 million, giving a corporation tax liability at 28% of £560,000. Each installment and the dates are given on the screen. Let us see how this liability will be paid. The £560,000 tax multiplied by 3 twelfths gives £140,000, and this will be due for payment on the 14th of October 2010. The next 3 installments will be exactly the same, i.e. £140,000, due on each of the 14th of January, 14th of April, and the 14th of July 2011. Now I'd like you to have a go at an example. Here we have the year ended 31st of July 2010 with profits of £1.75 million. Assuming a corporation tax rate of 28%, I'd like you to fill in the boxes and show the amount of tax due on each of the appropriate dates. Once you've completed the boxes, please select Continue. The corporation tax liability is £490,000, which is 28% of £1.75 million. All of the tax is due by instalments, so each instalment will be £490,000 times 3 twelfths, which is £122,500. These are due on the 14th of February, 14th of May, 14th of August, and the 14th of November 2010. Let us now look at the rules for short accounting periods. The best way to demonstrate this is to look at an example.
Assume a company draws accounts for the 8 months ended 31st of December 2010.
The tax liability for this period is £800,000. Our first step is to work out how many instalments there will be. Here this will be 3/8, 3/8 and 2/8, which is 3 instalments. When are these instalments due? The first instalment is due 6 months plus 13 days from the start of the chargeable accounting period.
That takes us to the 14th of November 2010. The next instalment is due 3 months later, which is the 14th of February 2011. The final instalment is due 3 months and 14 days from the end of the chargeable accounting period. This is the 14th of April 2011.
So let's look at a summary of the payments. We've calculated there will be 3 instalments, and we've worked out the payment dates. The first instalment is going to be £800,000 times 3/8, which is £300,000. The next instalment is identical, i.e. £300,000. The final instalment is £800,000 times 2/8. This is £200,000, all adding up to £800,000. Let's now take a look at another final example. Let us take a 6-month chargeable accounting period, ended on the 30th of June 2010, with a tax liability for the period of £100,000. How many instalments will there be? Insert the number in the box and press continue. There will be 2 instalments, each of 3/6 of the liability. How much tax is due by instalments? Insert the percentage in the box and press continue when you are ready. How much will each instalment be and when will they be due? Fill in the boxes for the dates and the amounts and press continue when you are ready. The first instalment is due 6 months and 13 days from the start of the chargeable accounting period, which is the 14th of July 2010. The second instalment is due 3 months and 14 days from the end of the chargeable accounting period, which is the 14th of October 2010. The first instalment is £100,000 times 3/6, which equals £50,000. The second instalment is another £50,000, taking us to £100,000.
Finally, let's take a quick look at the group payment arrangements, which are found within Section 59F of the Taxes Management Act 1970.
Where one or more companies in a 51% group are liable to pay tax by instalments, they may nominate a company to deal with the group payment arrangements for the group.
Group is defined in Section 59F TMA 1970 as a company and all its 51% subsidiaries and their 51% subsidiaries and so on.
To effect the arrangement, the group must complete a group payment arrangements document, listing all the companies who are to participate and submit it to the revenue 2 months before the first instalment payment is due by any group member. The application must state the start and end dates of the first period to which the arrangements are to apply. The arrangement will then apply automatically to subsequent periods of account, unless the company notify that they wish to terminate it or the revenue terminates it. The nominated company undertakes to pay the corporation tax liabilities of the participating companies for accounting periods falling within the periods of account covered by the arrangements. It is up to the nominated company to determine how much to pay and when to make payments. For every period of account covered by a group payment arrangement, there is a closing date. This is the date at which the nominated company's liabilities are fixed, and after which it must say how the payments it has made are to be allocated to the individual participating companies. The closing date is the later of the latest participating company's filing date, and the day when the revenue received the last of participating company returns. Payments made by the nominated company on behalf of the participating companies are deemed to have been made by those companies in the amounts finally apportioned to them, and on the dates they were made by the nominated company. There are many reasons for entering into a group payment arrangement, including easier group administration procedures and reduced exposure to interest. This concludes the session on the payment of corporation tax.